searched to find the love within.
Hey, back on Downtown Home Stretch on a Tuesday afternoon. Time for us to check in with our friend Dennis Price to find out what's happening in the arts in Central Maine. Hello there, DP.
Hello, Richard. How are you this fine, wonderful post-boom-booms in the sky day?
I'm doing well, thank you. Speaking of boom-booms in the sky, now, how do your pups do with all that noise?
Well, Wilbur is, I think, simply too excited to really understand or care. He follows me on the lawnmower, so I don't think loud noises really bother him. Charlotte, on the other hand, does one of two things. She either goes into the bathroom and hunkers down in there, or she gets under our bed. But that's about the extent of her dissatisfaction with the fireworks. And, of course, you know, here we have camps around us here, Kent Hill and Mount Vernon area. It was really crazy on a Sunday night, but then last night wasn't too shabby. So we made it through. Dogs good and everybody good.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to hear that. Well, Dennis, what's happening? The art scene heating up as we swing into the heart of the summertime.
God, you are so good.
It's true.
Segue, and that is why I want to hug you and squeeze you and call you George.
Oh.
Get ready, big boy. Strap down, because Daddy's going to take you on a tour of Central Maine arts activities that's going to leave you spent.
Giddy up.
We start in Gardner, Maine. Beautiful Gardner, Maine. And, of course, you know, if it's the summer, if it's Johnson Hall, it's the free Riverside concert happening on Fridays. This Friday, now, for those of you keeping score at home, this weekend is 8, 9, 10. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8, 9, 10. So we start downtown Gardner on Friday, the 8th, and it's Breaking Strings. That's right. Breaking Strings is a bluegrass band that will be playing at 6 p.m. for the free waterfront concerts in downtown Gardner. Breaking Strings, as a side note, also playing Cumston Hall in October. So if you want to get out, check out Breaking Strings. It's a high-energy young bluegrass group right here from the state of Maine. That, I guarantee you, will have your toe tapping and doing some cool stuff. Again, that's happening this Friday, 6 p.m., Friday the 8th. It's Breaking Strings. It's free. Check them out at johnsonhall.org to get more information, a full slate of concerts this summer. And you can find out more at johnsonhall.org. But our friends at the Theater at Monmouth are in July. And, of course, you know that the Theater at Monmouth in the month of July is like a bee buzzing and gathering nectar, never at a loss for something to do, the Theater at Monmouth in July. And, therefore, to that end, they are opening Antony and Cleopatra this Friday. Antony and Cleopatra is, of course, Reason and Judgment prove no match for the tsunami of mutual passion engulfing Mark Antony, one of three joint rulers of the Roman Republic, and Cleopatra, the powerful queen of Egypt. Surrendering everything to their desires, they open the floodgates to a civil conflict that will shake the very foundations of their world.
Whoa.
Wow. That's some copy, buddy. And they're not messing around. Antony and Cleopatra is written by William Shakespeare, directed by Charlene Smith, and sponsored by Elaine and George Keyes. Of course, the preview night is July 7th at 7:30. Opening night is July 8th at 7:30, and it runs all the way through the summer. If you want to find out more information about the other plays as a part of the 53rd Theater at Monmouth season at beautiful Cumston Hall, you can visit theateratmonmouth.org, theateratmonmouth.org. Our good friends in Madison at Somerset Abbey are having their psychic dinner this Saturday, July 9th at 5 p.m. Medium Kelly Dawn Purington will be there and arrive around 5 o'clock. There'll be dinner. There'll be some readings. There'll be some futures. There'll be some emotions. It should be crazy and wonderful. Speaking of crazy and wonderful, next weekend it's Crazy Train, an Ozzy Osbourne tribute. But we'll have more about that later. Again, check them out, SomersetAbbey.com. That's SomersetAbbey, ABBEY.com. And finally, in Waterville, at the Waterville Opera House, it is a series of July events. I'll just tell you, it's pretty amazing. There is a concert this Friday, July 8th, called Start Making Sense. It's a Talking Heads tribute. Again, ooh, that is Friday, July 8th. The Maine International Film Festival kicks off this week on Friday at Waterville, and of course the Railroad Square Cinema, the 25th Maine International Film Festival, taking place there in beautiful Waterville, Maine, all the way through July 8th through July 17th. And near the end of the month, Spencer and the Walrus, which you meticulously recreate the music of the Beatles, that shows up at the Waterville Opera House, and we'll have more information about that in shows coming up. Just as a little teaser, Dennis Price pleaser, I want to tell you that all kinds of acts are coming to the Waterville Opera House. You'll hear me talk about Postmodern Jukebox, the Bacon Brothers, Lori Morgan, ooh, Lewis Black,
whoa,
Paula Poundstone, and Paul Reiser, all coming to the Waterville Opera House this year. You'll hear more about it. But if you don't want to wait for Dennis to talk about it on a silly little radio show with Richard W. Kimball, then you can go to WatervilleCreates.org, WatervilleCreates.org, and find out more information. Was up in your neck of the woods this past Sunday as we wrapped the last Ready, Set, Go, Richard. It was quite an exciting time. That set for 9 to 5, wide open.
Love
wide
it.
Wide open.
Love it. Well, Dennis, thank you. So much going on. Glad to hear about everything happening. And a whole lot of friends of our show coming to Waterville. That's exciting.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And Waterville Opera House and Waterville Creates is really, I mean, it's amazing how it is a full town, city-wide art awakening there, sort of integrated into everything they do. Check them out again. And also, you know, not just in Waterville, but all over Maine. There are artists that live here, artists that come here, artists that travel here for the sole purpose of entertaining you and doing what they do and what they are called to do in their heart, and that is to create. So whether or not you're buying a ticket to see something in person or whether you're still streaming stuff to the comfort of your own home, get out there and see something.
Thank you so much, Dennis. You have a good week, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
Bye, Richard. I'll be counting the moments. Bye-bye.
Dennis Price with a look at the art scene in Central Maine every Tuesday here on Downtown.